Hello and welcome to
Ghost Beast,
a horror podcast. I'm Todd, joined by my wife, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
Hello. We watched Superhost from 2021. It's directed by Brandon Christensen, who he seems to be like pretty prolific director of Shudder horror movies.
Oh, okay.
There were a few others, and also does visual effects.
Okay.
And I think the only one I really recognized was Z, which is a movie that we definitely saw, but I don't remember.
I don't
even
remember
a little bit. It's like a little kid haunted by some nightmare monster in his dreams.
I have to like see something.
If you saw the cover, you'd recognize it. But this one, we just got back from vacation where we stayed in Airbnb on the boardwalk. And I was actually specifically looking for, you know, Airbnb horror movies, because I think this is a new genre that is popping up, like movies like The Rental and like Barbarian.
Yeah.
You know, it's like there's got to be more. And yeah, we saw the plot of this movie, Superhost, and it was like, oh, like I checked on Reddit and got this recommendation from there. But it's funny because this is like it ticks two boxes, because not only is it the Airbnb horror, it's also the like YouTube creator horror, which is another thing. It's like a subgenre of found footage with YouTube people. Like Hell House LLC has been playing a lot with that stuff. But it did feel like maybe a little too meta, like the sequence of events here, that it's like we're in an Airbnb watching this movie that we're going to record a podcast on about YouTube creators staying in an Airbnb. It's like, shit, like really twisted my brain up. But I think, you know, this definitely fits in this certain pocket of like smaller, lower budget indie horror on Shudder. You know, it's like very specifically in that space. And I think it feels like one of those movies, like for better or worse. I liked it.
Yeah,
I liked this movie. But it definitely, it fits in that little pocket of like you can kind of guess what the quality is like, you know?
Yeah.
But I think it's fun, and it definitely it plays into the Airbnb anxieties a lot, because I think everyone who stayed at Airbnb, there's like the thoughts of like, are they watching me? Are there cameras in here? You know?
Oh, yeah, because you hear those like, horror stories of like finding cameras in the place, and it's scary.
It's a weird new anxiety that you're staying in someone's house. You know what I mean? It's not like a big business here. And I think we've had a lot of experiences that a lot of people have also probably had where the pictures look so amazing. And then you get there and it's like, it just looks like, oh, I guess this would photograph really well, but it feels kind of cheap, you know? Unlike the Airbnb in this movie, which was like this
beautiful,
huge mansion. Maybe we're just not at that tier of spending like thousands of dollars a night. Maybe it is actually like that at a certain tier, but kind of showing our ass with that one. But yeah, it plays into those kind of fears pretty well. And the elements, the like creator elements at the core of it are also like just pretty funny, because it's, you know, it's this couple who have a YouTube channel where I guess like the channel is called Superhost.
Yeah.
So I guess it's like showing off different Airbnbs, which also made us wonder, like, does this exist? Like
that
feels so weird if you're staying places and like making video reviews about it.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, but it's funny because they really play into that, where the woman, is her name Claire?
I think.
She's like so fucking serious about this YouTube channel and making it work, and is like freaking out about subscribers and numbers and everything. But her boyfriend, like, he doesn't seem to really care at all.
Yeah, it seems like that he just likes doing it for fun.
Yeah, he's kind of,
which is what you should do.
He's along for the ride.
Yeah.
Probably part of why you do this with me, I feel like.
It's fun.
Yeah. The setup, without spoiling anything, is they're staying at this place. She's trying to make a video. She's dead set on like turning their channel around, while he's just focused on like secretly proposing to her. And the host that they meet is this woman, Rebecca, who is like very
crazy,
unhinged.
Yeah.
Her performance,
phenomenal.
Yeah.
It really was. Yes. She really like tapped into what this character
is. She's playing hard in this role. And that's the thing is, like, I'll say early on, it was like, it felt like she was overdoing it a little bit with like the crazy eyes and shit. It's like, but, okay, we get it.
Yeah, but it was like honestly what it needed.
Yeah, I think I'll just say overall, like, I think with everything that it leads up to, I think it works really well. And it's just, it's such a fun performance that like it carries a lot of the movie, I think. It does a good job with that. But it did feel early on like, I get it. Like, there's nothing subtle here. It's like, yeah, she's just fucking crazy. It's like, maybe it would have worked if she toned it down a little in the beginning, but I don't know. It was very fun.
Yeah, it's goofy.
And I'll also say, there's probably people that would consider this a spoiler, but I think it helps with setting expectations. The movie gets very dark.
Yeah.
And that was also something that it surprised me a bit, but I think it's also part of why it works. Because it's like I said, this is kind of a middle of the road Shudder original. You know, it's the kind of movie you put on if you're looking for something very specific, like we were, or you just want to put something on in the middle of the day or something. But it does work because of the character Rebecca and because of how dark it gets.
Yeah.
And it's also just all the YouTube stuff is just funny. Maybe like partly because we make a podcast, but that stuff was pretty funny and did a good job too. But I enjoyed it. It was exactly what we were looking for. When I saw the description, I was like, this is very specific. Like, this is exactly what we were looking for. Okay.
Yeah, it was a little too specific.
Very specific, yes. But I don't know. Is there anything else before we get into spoilers?
No.
So you feel kind of the same way I did?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's good. It's, you know, I think really, like we've already said, like the actress who plays Rebecca really sells it in the most hilariously scary way. So, yeah.
Yeah. Let's just get to spoilers. What's the other movie we watched?
I don't know.
Oh, Heathers. We can have fun with that.
Oh, God. I don't know if I can do another one right now.
We can have fun with it. We just got to get...
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, pretty fun movie. I think it was definitely influenced by Creep a lot with that same kind of weird-ass character who's, like, trying to make friends with the protagonists and everything. But you can just tell there's something very wrong. Like I said, it is very on the fucking nose, her whole performance. And that maybe, I think it works for this. You know, it's like I said, I think it's something that I can look back on after watching the whole movie and be like, yeah, sure. Like, that was fun. But in the moment, it was like, because there's parts like when she's staring at him in the dark and her eyes look like they're glowing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like she's using binoculars or something.
I don't know what that was about, but it was kind of creepy.
Oh, it's very creepy. Yeah. But I think maybe that would have worked more if she seemed more normal before that. But it's like we already kind of know like she's a fucking weirdo. You know?
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's almost like campy with the way it handles that stuff. And it is funny how they bring in this other host who's like angry at them for ruining her business. And that winds up really playing into the turn later on in the movie, because the whole reveal is that Rebecca killed the previous people who actually owned the Airbnb and was kind of faking it the whole time. Which, I mean, you know, like she's up to something. Like, it's not like it's not a big fucking surprise, you know. But then, it's interesting how, like, toward the end, there's the whole setup where she teams up with that other host and they, like, play a prank on the two of them. And maybe it's meant to make you think, like, oh, maybe, like, it's not really that crazy after all. It's all in their heads.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, I know she's crazy. So then when they call her out and she just kills the other host and goes after him, it's like, that's when it kind of goes off the rails. And all of it is very predictable. But it's just fun.
Yeah.
And I think the most surprising thing was after that point, it gets very dark and very violent. Like the kills are like surprisingly pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Like it definitely changes the tone a bit.
Yes, it does.
And I think that's the most effective thing. And especially like what really got me is when she, the girl Claire, she discovers like the secret den. Which this was another thing that was like, I feel like if you're making an Airbnb horror movie, there's like a checklist of like, what are the things people think are weird? What about those weird storage rooms with the big signs that are like, keep out, that are in every Airbnb?
Yeah.
And I think we all think about that. It's like the idea that she's like secretly down there watching them on the camera. It's like, it's of course, so, you know, it definitely made me look at that little closet next to us.
Yes.
While we were watching it, like,
Yeah, there's this abnormally small closet that was locked.
And there was no door handle.
Yeah.
It was just a lock. Yeah. It's like, yeah, I bet they're in there. They're definitely in there watching us. So that was a funny thing, because as soon as she like breaks into that, it was like, oh, I know there's gonna be some weird shit in there. Like, of course. And but it's the scene where like she manages to get out like an SOS with a live video right before she gets killed. And when she's killed, I mean, she like slits her throat in front of her boyfriend. It's like very brutal.
Yeah.
And that part was pretty fucking scary. I think that was like the scariest part. That's like, oh, they really fucking went for it there. I didn't like that too much.
Yeah, it gets bleak like immediately, because I don't know. There's always like with these kind of horror movies, usually there's a like, oh, but they escape and everything's okay.
Yeah.
Like you kind of expect that here. Right. And this, it does not happen at all.
Oh, yeah. It's funny because she goes after the guy and he winds up just like bleeding to death. And they even try to give you that moment where she realizes this video was uploaded and it's like, oh, maybe that's the big ending. Like, haha, she got caught. And then all the comments are people like getting on her about clickbait.
Yeah.
You know, they think it's all fake.
Yeah, call it fake and like, okay, whatever. Like, yeah.
Very dark, very depressing idea that like, yeah. I don't know what the message is there. It's like, and that's why you don't use clickbait.
I guess that's the moral of the story here.
I guess so. But yeah, it turns very bleak. And I think that is an interesting progression, because the movie, I guess partly because of that actress's performance, it does feel kind of silly and campy for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But once it makes that turn, it just, yeah, it's very, very bleak.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, it's kind of, I feel like it's kind of original in that sense. You know, like I'll give it credit for that. Even if it's not like the most amazing movie, it was a good time.
It was.
And maybe, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, like, saying it again, like her performance, like if they would have had a different actor, yeah, like, I don't know if it would have been sold as well. So I just have to like shout it out, because that was really great.
Yeah, we should call out the actual name of that actress.
Yeah, her name is Gracie Gillum. She did great.
Yeah. She definitely helped to carry it, and she has some crazy eyes. She got that down. So yeah, maybe next time that you're renting an Airbnb, go ahead and give yourself even more anxiety. Watch this on Shudder. It was good.
Yeah.
Good recommendation. Got anything else?
No.
Kate, go to ghostbeast.com for all our links. You can also search for Ghost Beast Pod and follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd, where we rank everything that we cover. Got it. Above Five Nights at Freddy's, below the Deep House.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Perfect. So it's number 37, and you can contact us at podcast@ghostbeast.com. Recommend some other... No. Never mind. Bye.
Is that really...